This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Matt Bennett for our opening market discussion. Matt, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Yeah, the grains are kind of quiet right now. I mean, basically you had baseline numbers put out yesterday, some numbers put out today from the USDA, and it's just kind of an estimate from a higher view, if you will. Since they said for this crop year, they thought corn acres would be 91, beans would be about 87.5, and that would result in carry on corn of 2.5 billion bushels and 435 on soybeans. So really nothing they put out yesterday was friendly whatsoever. Now, the 10-year type projections they had here this morning keeps carry on soybeans closer to like a 300 million type situation, because crush, according to USDA, is going to continue to grow, you know, at a time that we all know that the crush industry here in the U.S. has got some exciting stuff moving forward. So, you know, I think that for soybeans, maybe today it seemed a little friendlier, you know, on some of the longer term projections than corn, because they were talking corn carry, you know, pushing 3 billion. And so that's a bit of a concern. Not a whole lot of bullish information, but maybe a touch more friendly on soybeans and corn here on the baseline.
Matt, what is the latest situation in South America and kind of the place that they're at right now in their season?
Yeah, and so essentially your first crop soybeans are being harvested there in Brazil. Argentina is coming on before too long. You know, it seems like Argentina's weather's been pretty good. I mean, they've had a couple of bouts of drier weather and warmer weather, but overall it looks like they're going to be significantly better production than what they saw a year ago, whereas over to Brazil, you know, they had significant dryness early on. It probably impacted this first crop soybean a fair amount. We still don't know, though. I mean, there's just a lot of unknowns there. And so we've got to think that the USDA is probably too high on Brazil soybean production. But is it high enough that it's going to precipitate a huge rally?
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
March corn up 3 even at 420 and 3 quarters. March soybeans up 4 and a half at 1166 and 3 quarters. On the Merck, April live cattle up 22 cents at 185.82. March feeder cattle up $1.10 at 248.20. April lean hogs down 2 cents at 84.97. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.